Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A very warm welcome right here on Radio Pulpit on 657 AM with me, Esther, formerly Sipati Mkgethi. Just call me Esther. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We're continuing with our accessing the blessing, and sometimes you have to be aggressive. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. The Bible keeps on saying David encouraged himself in the Lord. David encouraged himself in the Lord. He had adversities of all forms. We know them, but he encouraged himself in the Lord. There are times when we have to speak life into even what we see almost as dying or dead, or what the world says is dead, useless, and speak life into it and say, that's your idea. Your idea is not going to change my faith and hope in God. Oh, Abraham, you have a son. How dull are you? What bad man is this? Did you just take your son and your wife, your own blood, and your firstborn and send them away? Oh, Abraham, you didn't even give them anything. You just sent them away. You really are losing it. What kind of a father is that? Oh, Abraham, you really don't care for your children, for your child. You cried and asked God for your child. God gave you a son. He's your own son. Oh, how can you be so heartless? Bless the Lord. God, I didn't get there. I don't know how I got there. You wanted me to go there. Thank you. Because somewhere you're going to have her. Woo, hallelujah. Sacrifice your Isaac, Abraham. Hey, bless the Lord. Sometimes you're going to have to sacrifice the very carrier of the promise and blessing. And I'll test you, Abraham, whether you truly love me. Yes, get rid of this son of yours. Yes, I know you love him. He's your own son. Just get him away. I'll bless him too. But he is not part of the promise. Or he is fighting the carrier of the promise. Bless the Lord. You remember Ishmael, he was only 13 years old and he was mocking Sarah. Mocking. Oh, there is another pain. Sarah was mocked all the time, even by children. Ha! Bless the Lord. The devil is a liar. He mocks children of God, the saints, and the called and anointed of the Most High God. And he uses even children today. Have you been brought to that level? You got to speak from a point of experience to understand the pain. Woo! You got to speak from a point of experience, that you may get authority to cast out such devils and access your blessing and be able to help others to access their own blessings. Because it takes a prophetic mouth. Trust in the Lord. Believe his word and believe in the prosperity of the words he's given to the prophets. The Bible says that you may prosper. I'm paraphrasing. That you may prosper. You got to believe his prophets. You got to believe his prophets. Here is a word of advice. And I speak as the Lord's spirit of guidance and teaching guides according to his word. Did you remember that Abraham tithed to Melchizedek? And that's the chapter we're going to. I said we're going to be in chapter 14 of the book of Genesis. And we're going to be reading from verse 14 to verse 24. We are very clever and the world has evolved a lot. And you know when it's a true servant of God or true Christian or true prophet of God. You also know when it's a false prophet or when he's a just Satanist. because Balaam was there and God still was walking with him. And he wasn't necessarily a Satanist, but the Bible says he was a magician. I've qualified this. I've qualified that in the past. And there he was, supposed to be cursing the children of God in the book of Numbers. And in his mouth, God used, he's called a magician in the end. Bless the Lord. And that's in the book of Revelation, where in the books, letters written to the seven churches, where we can see the comparisons and equalness of the sins of Balaam and Jezebel. He's called a magician in the end, yet God used him to prophesy and speak life and blessing into these children. There he was, supposedly to curse. And he kept on speaking blessings. And the king kept on saying, let's move to another place. And they kept on doing rituals. You got to kiss. I know what you say comes to pass. Speak death and destruction unto these people. He says, no one can curse those whom God has blessed. God turns curses into blessings. I decree that's our portion. Provided you've repented in truthfulness and you are in right standing and your heart as attitude is to serve God truthfully, you will receive this. God is not mocker, or he cannot be mocked. If you are truthful, you'll receive it. But he's looking at the heart's attitude for us to receive. You may have faults, I said that, in the flesh, but as long as your heart's attitude is, I only fall before God and I repent before God only and I worship before God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob alone, bless the Lord. That's where I'm going. Then you are a child of God. And he endorses you, faults and all. We are work in progress. He's looking at your heart. He's looking at your heart. I said, he said about David, a man after my own heart. And he said to about Moses, there is no one as humble as Moses. He is my prophet. I speak to him mouth to mouth. Bless the Lord. And the people who were competing with him were true prophets and his own blood. And his own blood. Remember in the book of Matthew, competition will be, Satan places it in the family bloodline. And like-mindedness, he places it there to bring controversy against the call of God upon you. Don't look to anybody. That's why Abraham said, Lord, let's separate. Go your way, I'll go my way. Do your thing, I'll do my thing. Let's not fight. And if they pursue you, then God will be the one who takes care of it, just like Joseph, his own brothers did the deed, a painful deed to him. God humbled them and they bowed to him like his dream. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. God wants you to be encouraged. You will receive that blessing. Just make sure you continually one step before God. It's one step at a time. When you fall, repent before him. That's all he wants. Heart that's submitted to him. An acknowledgement of sin. Don't hide it. And with the offerings, don't give it to false ones and liars. Why? It's all about covenants. Every kingdom is about covenants. And there's only two kingdoms, of Satan and of God. And if you're not in a covenant with God, nothing you say about him can ever prosper. Bless the Lord. Remember, we are in a new covenant in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing you can say can ever prosper. You can't take, even Satan, you can't take any person, even soul that you pray for, to heaven. You can qualify through a covenant. You get qualified even that which you bring through the covenant. And people who are walking and you know that somebody you submitted to, somebody who's been prophesying or doing things to you is not of God, don't do it anymore. They will not take you to God. God is holy. He says, be perfect as I am perfect. In the epistles of John, be holy as I'm holy. He expects nothing less. And so if anybody, even if they know the word, Satan knew the word and he spoke to the author of life and said, worship me. And he spoke the word somewhere and said, but the Bible said, throw yourself down because the Bible says God will send his angels to take care of you. You'll not be harmed. And I'm paraphrasing. But he spoke the word. He knows the word. That the person speaks the word, it doesn't matter. And if there's certain signs and wonders in the flesh, don't worry. Jannes and Jambres are the two magicians who opposed Moses. They could do same things that Moses did, same signs and wonders in the book of Exodus. But only three they could do. The fourth one, when God brought lies, they could not do. And there were 10 plagues. They could never ever copy. And they are the ones who glorified God and said to Pharaoh, Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. Pharaoh, this is the finger of God every time. They could not compare. 3 years. So if there's certain manifestations, be careful. It doesn't matter. Check the spirit. Know that God will make you know whether it's a good and godly spirit or if it's a Satan spirit. And don't tithe to that person if they're not of God. You're wasting your time. I said covenants work. If you tithe to that person, you covenanted with them. You enter into a covenant with them. You commit into a covenant. And that's if it's darkness, that's darkness. I'm saying that because even in the prophets, the Bible says, if you prophesy to such people and you minister to them and you know that, because there are times when God will make you not to know even when you ask. But when you know, the Bible says, you are also doomed with them. You are judged in the same judgment. If it's hell, it's hell. So you got to be careful, Christians. And in the book of Psalms, chapter 50, the Bible says, from verse 16, the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 16, it reads as follows, but to the wicked, God says, what right have you to declare my statutes or to take my covenant in your mouth? Seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you. Bless the Lord. God has rejected and will never accept it. So if they are false prophets, don't follow them anymore. Don't applaud them anymore. Don't call them men of God, woman of God. Don't tithe to them, as you heard. And whatever they say, and prayer they say over you and declare over you, don't receive it. If you are true to God, even if you are a child or brand new born, a newborn Christian, you have more power and authority than him, because it's not in you, it's in God through Christ. It's the Spirit of God who fulfills it. You are now in covenant of God. You are now in the covenant with God. That's the highest level. Why enter into a covenant with man when you can enter into covenant with Creator of heaven and earth himself? Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Wisdom. We got to apply wisdom. We are in the end times. These are the perilous times written about in the book, in the epistles, the book of Thessalonians, Timothy, Paul talks about these times. We are in the perilous times. So we continue in revival of our blessings, promise, and purposes of the Most High God. And how do we access them? Get right with God and tithe to the true people. Then you enter into covenant with God. You are being blessed by God through the very blessing that he placed upon Abraham. He promised us. Not us. Not us. Amen. So chapter 14 of the book of Genesis, ensuring that we walk in the blessing of God, teaches us about tithing and offerings to the true righteous people. Look for them. Buy them shoes if you can. In the name of an apostle, in the name of a prophet, in the name of a true a Christian, just a righteous person. They don't have to have big accolades, but people who are after God's own heart, you know them. When you're doing it, and well, it's the book of Matthew says, so if you give one of these my servants water in the name of being a disciple, you're planting in heaven. If you give them, you'll get, in the Bible says, you'll get their rewards allocated to them. That person is a prophet and they are true to God. You'll get the rewards that you didn't even work for, just because they're true to God and God has honored the offers they're in, and they are in the place where God placed them, not themselves. Bless the Lord. And it says, in the name of a prophet, you will receive it. In the name of a disciple, you receive it. In the name of a righteous person, you will receive the reward due to them. That's why I'm saying, look for them and do anything for them, and you will receive. That's why they were running after the Lord Jesus. They knew that that was the doing. How do we tithe? We're ensuring we walk in the purposes of God and receive the blessings of God and even add on to what we are supposed to have. And Abraham's example, father of nations, friend of God, a father of righteousness, in chapter 14 of the book of Genesis, and we're starting from verse 14. And this now is after Lot had separated from Abram, and he chose the best places, watery and good for flocks and for tending of his cattle and all, and for sustenance and increase. And now there came a war and disputes with the kings that were surrounding there, and they captured the nation he was in and took everything and even took what he had. And so somebody escaped and came and told Abraham, Abraham, they took your brother's things and him and his entire family, and they also took, okay, this kingship, but there's war and it's such and such. They reported the matter. And we're starting at verse 14, and we're looking at the response of Abraham towards his brother whom he loved, whom his father left in his hands, or his brother's son rather. And it reads as follows, chapter 14, verse 14, up to the end. Now when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his 3 bandit and 18, oh, let me paraphrase, he armed his 318 trained servants who were born in his own house and went in pursuit as far as Dan. He divided his forces against them by the night, and he and his servants attacked them and pursued them as far as Hobab, which is north of Damascus. So he brought back all the goods, bless the Lord, and also brought back his brother Lot and his goods, as well as the women and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Shaveh, that is the king's valley, after his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High, bless the Lord. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abraham of God, Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God, Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. I pause there and I'm going to paraphrase that or to read that again. Realize the emphasis God wants you to understand. Receive the blessing and prophetic words from the true ones because it will be true. Those mandated by God. Don't waste your time anymore. We repent, we turn around and turn to God. Bless the Lord. And I'm going to read again from verse 19, from 18. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abraham of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him a tithe of all. Who gave a tithe? Abraham. It's not saying the soul, but it's Abraham who tithed to him. He tithed to the right person. Bless the Lord. I paused there a little bit. I said Abraham when I was reading, but it's Abraham. He wasn't Abraham yet. He was still Abram at verse 19. Bless the Lord. So Abraham gave him a tithe of all. Look at the temptation. Look at the temptation where we're going. Verse 21. Now the king of Sodom said to Abram, Give me the persons and take the goods for yourself. But Abram said to the king of Sodom, I'll raise my hand to the Lord, God Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will take nothing from a thread to a sandal strap. And that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, I've made Abram rich. Accept only that which the young men have eaten and the portion of the men who went with me. Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. Give tithes to the right people and have an attitude of, you will not buy my soul. King of Sodom and Gomorrah, this was a corrupted city where Lot went to stay anyway. We know that. We know the history and the legacy of Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abram being the prophet, God had showed him and he refused the wealth that he was giving him. Abram, he led by example. He led by example. Why are we being so cheap and being purchased? I'm challenging you right now on that word. And I'm closing as we will continue this because it starts with Abraham, but it comes down to Isaac and it comes to Jacob and then the patriarchs. We'll continue this blessing because this is the time of retribution and God wants you to have that which he has purposed for you, the promise. And we go back to the purposes. You will locate your purpose if Satan has been trying to harass you and get you off the promised land. You will receive your promise. Even Satan, like Egypt king, said to Abraham, get away from us. They will let you go into the promised position and place. Your enemies will not withstand you. You will be in the promised land. You will receive the blessing and promise God has given you. I prophesy. This is Radio Pulpit. We're talking the possession of the blessing and I prophesy. As God has said, so shall it be through his word that I've read, and we will receive our promises and blessings. Until the next time, I'm Esther. We'll continue the journey of possessing. This is the retribution time. Bless the Lord.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.